We posted surveys. We have over hundreds of farmers responding to these surveys. I am struggling. This is why I'm struggling. This is the way I need help. Because folks, if we want good solutions, we need concrete data. That's the way it works in the business world. That's the approach we're applying here today. But we, including me and Vikram, have spent years on the phone, it feels like. Just talking to people, talking to farmers, what is going on? And not just farmers, industry experts, retailers, everybody. What are the challenges that you're experiencing?
Reporting from Port Coquitlam, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. On March 9th, during a rain-filled, chilly Sunday night, over 150 farmers and farming supporters from all across the Lower Mainland met in Port Coquitlam, BC, for a community town hall to discuss the main issues that local farmers are facing in the province. Gagan Singh, the presenting organizer of the town hall who you just heard, is a farming advocate and a farmer himself in Abbotsford, BC. This is the third town hall that he has hosted now, where he got together with farmers to not only discuss the issues currently plaguing farmers in BC, but some of the potential solutions as well. After the town hall, CJSF got in contact with Singh, where we learned about how he was able to mobilize farmers from all across the Lower Mainland, as well as what he hopes these town halls are able to accomplish for farming in BC.
So my background is marketing, right? I worked with Microsoft, Coca-Cola, all the big guys, helped them make tons and tons of money. And recently, I inherited my dad's farm. And I started getting into farming. Like, you know what? Farming sounds nice. It's a simple lifestyle. We have 8 acres. I can make it because I don't need a lot of money to be happy. I can just do like a simple farm, make some money. But man, as soon as I got into the farming industry, I just realized how difficult it is, how challenging it is. And it made me realize, man, the public does not realize what is going on, why farming is so difficult. And that's a big disconnect. And I started making TikTok videos in the summer. I just gave away all our blueberries because I couldn't sell them. So I kind of used it to launch my campaign and that really popped off. But a big part of what I'm doing is I'm using my marketing skills to educate the public, to bring people together, and I'm using my business entrepreneur skills to create solutions. So it's very well needed because farmers don't know how to market and they definitely don't know how to get their voice out there. So again, I'm not the expert. I'm just kind of bringing everybody together. They're sharing information to me and I'm projecting it out there.
Singh also discussed what he believes is one of the most important reasons for holding these town halls.
Yeah. So that town hall was very strategic. Okay. It's not just to collect feedback. It's to get people away from their phones and meeting in person, right? We're trying to build a solid community of people that we can rely on. And that can only happen to face-to-face interactions. So to answer your question, one of the biggest reasons we're doing those town halls is to instill hope in people. After the pandemic, people have lost hope and they've lost faith in their institutions, right? And what I'm seeing is there's a huge lack of hope, but now you can see that spark in people. They see something that they can believe in. They're like, you know what? Especially because I can be very transparent. I can trust this person. If they can trust me, then they can trust the people we're working with. Then they can trust farmers. So I think the biggest thing is the challenge has been everyone has lost hope in everything around them. And the beautiful thing about these town halls is we've created a spark of hope in people, which is extremely powerful. And we can now take that and turn it into something.
And while that something hasn't been fully developed yet, Singh hopes that it results in a sort of knowledge network for farmers all around BC to share their expertise and build each other up. According to Singh, a website for this movement should be up within the next couple of months. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.